Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. If you're listening right now, I want to take just this moment to remind you to take a breath. Now, technically, breathing is a constant involuntary process, but it's one bodily function that we can voluntarily change and control. So, when was the last time you actually took a long, deep breath? Making the time to practice healthy breathing techniques not only improves how much oxygen you take in, but it can reduce stress and help you feel calm and relaxed. For this month's Healthy Body Basics, contributor Cynthia Akey joins me in the studio to talk about how we can practice better breathing and share some helpful tips to go from shallow to deeper breathing. Cynthia Akey, welcome back to Lake Effect.
Hey, thanks, Audrey. It's good to be here.
So we are on our second Healthy Body Basics, and today we're going to talk about breathing and the importance of good, proper, deep breathing. And our respiratory muscles are constantly working. We need to breathe 24/7, so they don't get a break. So how can we better acknowledge this and take care of our breathing?
Well, we always want to start with posture as a number one of just thinking about your spine and how, of course, you know, even as I sit here, we sit a little taller and we start talking about our spine.
Same here. They can't see
us. And lengthening on up and just trying to bring some broadness to the chest because we tend to be in that whole text head down, it text neck situation where we're looking down too much in our daily lives. So just starting to adjust it by changing your posture, sitting up and or standing a little taller, opening the chest, just being aware that you can change the quality of your breath and taking a deeper breath by shifting that posture.
Why do you think breathing has become, it's not necessarily unnatural because we do it all the time, but the attentive deep breathing has become something that we have to really work and actively engage in?
Just because we are, by nature, we're just too distracted by what's going on in our daily lives. Things are keeping us busy. We're trying to run from one appointment to the next, just trying to get where we need to go. And we don't realize that we may not have actually taken a deep breath in our whole day. And being in that state of that more shallower breathing, we're not getting as much oxygen, which is what we need to keep ourselves more alert and more calm.
With the oxygen, increased oxygen specifically, how does that affect our heartbeat and our blood pressure, of course?
Well, obviously, if we're not taking those deep breaths, our heart rate might be actually a little bit more elevated when we're a little bit more stressed, as well as blood pressure can go up because as we start holding our breath, we might not realize that we're holding our breath. You can actually raise your blood pressure in the same way that you can with a little bit of exercise, too. Will also could raise your blood pressure when you're exercising and not breathing a little bit better.
With oxygen levels to the brain, if we are working on feeding our brains, our whole body with a bit more quality breathing, how does that help us in the long run?
Overall, just getting those deeper breaths, we're going to get more oxygen right into the cells that need them to give us the energy to move our muscles, as well as getting the oxygen levels to the brain. Our brain uses so much oxygen just for thinking, just to keep us moving. So definitely trying to keep that going forward.
How does our breathing change when we are stressed or even relaxed, or especially something that I think about only when it's a discomfort is breathing while exercising?
Sure. When we're stressed, that's when we start holding our breath. We start just not taking as deep of a breath as we normally would. And when we're in that posture, being that maybe that closed chest posture, head down, working hard on something, we don't realize that we have taken more shallow breaths. And by taking those shallow breaths, now we're not getting as much oxygen as we need into our body. So knowing that we can change that, as well as being aware when we're exercising, for sure, we want to make sure that we're getting that deeper breath. When you're exercising, obviously, it's going to be harder to breathe. And running specifically is definitely more challenging, trying to breathe through the nose, out through the mouth. But it's also okay to be a mouth breather in that situation. So once we find that we can get those deeper breaths, you'll start noticing that your movements might be easier, that your state of mind is going to just be a little bit clearer, and you'll feel a little bit calmer.
You mentioned mouth breathing while running. I can personally attest to that. I definitely do that. But when it comes to sleeping, even just sitting, existing, you know, are people naturally mouth or chest breathers?
And you know, and why does that matter?
And why does it matter? And why is it one or the other?
So typically we may find people that are more mouth breathers, and there might be some other obstruction. There might be something physically going on. So definitely if that's a situation, get it checked out. But we want to be able to breathe through our noses so that we're both filtering the air that's coming in as also humidifying the air that's coming into our lungs, just making it not be as much of a shock. So I'm sure, like, even when you've run, even now as the temperature continues to change, as that temperature drops, that cold air can shock the lungs and it just makes it more challenging. So that's why we want to either have some kind of covering for the face for doing any running, or trying to do a little bit more of that nose breathing. It may slow your pace, but definitely worth the challenge to increase the capacity and the depth that you can actually take a better, deeper breath.
Now, when we're sleeping and if we are snoring, it's something we can't control. How does that affect things down the line? Is it as restful?
It definitely is not. It definitely is not. So you can be, depending on, again, other sleep issues that could be there, everything from sleep apnea to snoring can cause other issues to happen. So that you might not be getting the quality sleep that you need. Sometimes snoring with headaches can be a sign that you're not getting enough oxygen into your body. Definitely something that on occasion I have experienced, and it's not comfortable to wake up to. And as well with snoring and or mouth breathing at night, there's also the potential for other dental issues to come about because of that. So knowing that just by having, without having that saliva on your teeth and your gums, other things can happen there. So just being aware that that might be another issue to address with your dentist as well.
Something so natural and seemingly
simple
has so many layers.
For sure. I mean, it's, when you think about it, is you're like, don't I take a deep breath? When do I take a deep breath? So just knowing that you can, and you can do it anytime, anywhere.
Well, listeners, right now, take a deep breath.
That's right. Take a deep breath and just know that you will feel better by doing it, reducing your stress levels for sure.
All right, Cynthia. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much, Audrey.
Lake Effect contributor Cynthia Akey is a certified yoga instructor, personal trainer, and wellness coach. She and contributor Lucian Jung produce Healthy Body Basics for Lake Effect. The tips and tricks for healthy breathing Cynthia mentioned are at WUWM.com, along with a video that demonstrates everything she touched upon in today's episode. And remember, you should always check with your doctor before starting any new health and fitness practice.